June 30th, 2019, the Feast of the United Hearts, 3 p.m. service. First, I, Maureen, see the image of the United Hearts. Then it fades away, and Jesus and Blessed Mother are here, with their hearts exposed. Jesus says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Blessed Mother says, praise be to Jesus. Dear children, Jesus, who is always the gentleman, allows me to speak first today. The reason heaven continues to contact earth here is there is a whole generation that needs to be reconciled with the truth. Few there are who recognize that this earthly existence is granted each soul as a means of earning the soul's eternal reward. Much effort is spent on making a comfortable, secure life in this world, but it is all temporary. The real purpose of human life is to know God and to love Him above all else. This is not even a goal in this modern generation. It is so necessary that heaven continues to speak here in order to draw people back into the truth of why they were created in the first place. We do not come to cure the symptoms of disordered self-love, but the disease. The symptoms are all around you. It is the blindness of the direction man is taking that is the disease. Jesus says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. My brothers and sisters, within the confines of our united hearts lie all the secrets of life. All of creation is under our domain. While man searches out solutions, it is all here under the umbrella of my Father's will. Therefore, it behooves man to come deeper into our united hearts, to be privy to the divine solutions and realities of his everyday life. My justice rests heavily upon all those who do not consider the divine aspect of every problem and situation in life. Where will your heart be in your last breath? Will it be united in my Father's divine will? The world holds no problem that our hearts are not aware of. There is no force of nature, no scandal, no disease, no evil that escapes our view. We desire to guide the good around all evil designs that lie hidden in hearts. Choose to seek our help. Those who seek in nefarious ways to overthrow Christian ideals in this country will face defeat. The upheavals of controversies will backfire. The search for the truth will be victorious. Your country will once again be stabilized upon that which it was founded, trust in God. Our hearts are omnipresent. Nothing is concealed in the recesses of hearts or in the heart of the world from us. I tell you that many areas of discord around the world will take on new meaning. Some will be reconciled with the truth. Others will continue to threaten world peace and to change the complexion of attempted peaceful overtures. World trade will have to be committed to prayer. Look for peace where there has been no peace, and strife where there has been no strife. Make the borders of your nation and of your hearts secure. Please understand the economy of your country mirrors the stability of your government. There are outside foreign entities eager to weaken the United States. one tactic being employed is to attack your president, thus causing confusion in the rank and file. A weakened government cripples the economy and the nation. My brothers and sisters, you must return to prayer as a solution for the woes of the world. Our united hearts remain more powerful than any agenda of Satan. We are all grace, all mercy, and all love. Knowing what lies ahead in the future is not the solution to earth's woes. Dependency on prayer is. Make amends to our united hearts. We are so wounded by the errors in the hearts of man. Today, I impart this promise to you. Everywhere the image of our united hearts is displayed and referenced, I will bless. Today, we're taking all petitions into our hearts. Some will be answered in unusual ways. We're blessing you with the blessing of our united hearts.